And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very wroth because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. And thou shalt make an hanging for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, wrought with needlework. And for the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, wrought with needlework. And their pillars shall be 4, and their sockets 4. Then wrought Bezaleel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding, to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. And every wise-hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work made he them. And they wrought onyx stones enclosed in ounces of gold, graven, as signets are graven, with the names of the children of Israel. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion, their blood shall be upon them. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of them, even all wrought jewels. Then shalt thou inquire, and make search, and ask diligently. And behold, if it be truth, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought among you, if there be found among you within any of thy gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman, that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God in transgressing his covenant, and it be told thee, and thou hast heard of it, and inquire diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought in Israel. And it shall be that the city which is next unto the slain man, even the elders of that city shall take an heifer which hath not been wrought with, and which hath not drawn in the yoke. Then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, because she hath wrought folly in Israel to play the whore in her father's house. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. And we will take 10 men of 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000, to fetch victual for the people, that they may do when they come to Gibeah of Benjamin, according to all the folly that they have wrought in Israel. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go, and they departed? And Saul said, there shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Lord hath wrought salvation in Israel. And the people said unto Saul, shall Jonathan die who hath wrought this great salvation in Israel? God forbid. As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. He did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood, to slay David without a cause? As I should have wrought falsehood against mine own life, for there is no matter hid from the king, and thou thyself wouldest have set thyself against me. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil, stood in the midst of the ground, and defended it, and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. beside the chief of Solomon's officers which were over the work, 3,300, which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. He was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass. And he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and wrought all his work. And it was an handbreadth thick, and the brim thereof was wrought like the brim of a cup, with flowers of lilies. It contained 2,000 baths. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and his treason that he wrought, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? But Omri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all that were before him. And he wrought evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother, for he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. And they gave the money, being told, into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they laid it out to the carpenters and builders that wrought upon the house of the Lord. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen, whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. And he made his son pass through the fire, and observed times, and used enchantments, and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were Er, the father of Lekah, and Eleada, the father of Marisha, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen of the house of Ashbiah. And David commanded to gather together the strangers that were in the land of Israel. And he set masons to hew wrought stones to build the house of God. And he made the veil of blue and purple and crimson and fine linen, and wrought cherubims thereon. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab to wife. And he wrought that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also such as wrought iron and brass to mend the house of the Lord. So the workmen wrought, and the work was perfected by them, and they set the house of God in his state and strengthened it. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times, and used enchantments, and used witchcraft, and dealt with the familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And they put it in the hand of the workmen that had the oversight of the house of the Lord, and they gave it to the workmen that wrought in the house of the Lord to repair and amend the house. Also they were over the bearers of burdens, and were overseers of all that wrought the work in any manner of service. And of the Levites there were scribes and officers and porters. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields and the bows, and the habergeons. And the rulers were behind all the house of Judah, they which builded on the wall, and they that bare burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, This is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, and had wrought great provocations. Nevertheless, they were disobedient, and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testifiest against them, to turn them to thee, and they wrought great provocations. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? Who hath enjoyed him his way, or who can say, Thou hast wrought iniquity? O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. The king's daughter is all glorious within, her clothing is of wrought gold. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. How he had wrought his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan. My substance was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. What hath my beloved to do in mine house, seeing she hath wrought lewdness with many, and the holy flesh is passed from thee? When thou doest evil, then thou rejoicest. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, and whose sight I made myself known unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand, and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith the Lord God. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor wherewith he served against it, because they wrought for me, saith the Lord God. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. Nevertheless the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? And Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, and when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. For behold, this selfsame thing, that ye sorrowed after godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you! Yea, what clearing of yourselves! Yea, what indignation! Yea, what fear! Yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. On his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God,